Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. How you doing this evening? This is yours truly, the Gap Tooth Guru of Gumbo, Brandon Johnson, back at you again. We're in the Gumbo Talk Show, and right alongside the co-host of the show, Sunshine. Tell them how you feel this week.
Hey, 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 man. I am exhausted. It has been a long, tiresome it's been a long week, man, and today's just Thursday. I was like, woo, it's Thursday, amen. Let's move on with it. I'm happy for tonight, though. I'm excited about tonight.
But you say it's Thursday, it's time to move on, right?
Okay.
Ready for another week.
Give
me a break.
Hello.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel. Well, listen, y'all, it's Sunshine and I in this mix, the Gumbo Talk Show, every Thursday night at 8. How we came up with the name was, it's been the Brandon Johnson Show, it's been TVJS, it's been all different kind of names, Gumbo Mix, the talk, all this stuff. But Gumbo, growing up in South Louisiana for one third of my life, it was one of those meals that everything in the pot, right, is good, but everything holds its own and connected by one element, that was the root. And so here at the Gumbo Talk Show, we like to have our guests and those who are affiliated with us and ourselves be the ingredients. And then the show itself, when we come together in agreement, a majority of the time, is the root. And then we just keep this thing going and going and going. We're on social media. You can find us here on Facebook Live, which people are streaming us that way, as well as through Blog Talk Radio, which we're under the Blog Talk USA station, the Gumbo Talk Show there. We're also on TuneIn Radio, and hopefully in the near future we'll be on Instagram and Periscope at the same time with our show. So all of those ways you can listen and or watch us. But most importantly, if you would like to listen and you're not already phoned in, maybe you're listening through the internet, through the media player, if you want to participate, our number is 515-605-9375 to get in on the show. We're going to go about an hour tonight. Of course, the topic comes natural to me, but Sunshine, tell the folks what we're going to be talking about tonight.
So tonight, ladies, the show is all about us. We are discussing beers and how totally awesome, amazing, and handsome our men are who decide to grow, have, take care of, nourish, and just put the energy into having healthy beards, healthy facial hair, and facial styles. So this is definitely a show for us ladies, but men, we want to hear your inspiration, your story behind the beard, what inspired you to grow it out, what inspired you to shape it the way you have it shaped. There are some who they can literally run their fingers all the way down to their stomach, their beards are so long, where others may be like bees and it's just nicely formed. Then you have others that are like Santa Claus. So we want to hear your story behind your beard, your mustache, your goatee, whatever facial style, hairstyle that you are currently rocking. If you have any pictures, hey now, Sunshine loves to see the pictures. You can post them on our Facebook live feed. As Brandon stated, we're under GT on Facial Hairstyles, a.k.a. Beard Game, so it's live right there on our Facebook feed. You can share the pictures there, or you can share them on the Blog Talk USA news page, and we'll get them from there, and definitely I will reshare them to ensure we all get to see and support your beard. So that's what we have for tonight. We are so excited. I'm excited. I'm ready to see the pictures and to hear some stories.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing pictures too, because I've always been a kind of a natural beard wearer when I wear beard, so I let it just kind of go because of the style of hair that I have. It's hey, what's going on, kinfolk? I see you out there, JoJo. It's always been something where you just let it go. I've never been successful at people trimming me up to give me that, I guess, R&B singer type beard. It never was successful for me. So I'm a natural beard wearer. I do try to take care of it. We're going to, at some part in the show tonight, talk about techniques to take care of a beard. It doesn't have to always be the fellas. Ladies, we need your assistance from time to time to help us out with either trimming it up or combing it out for us. It's helpful to make the relationship enhanced, because we help you take down your braids and you help us comb out our beards. It goes hand in hand. If you've never helped your lady take out braids and she wears braids, y'all are not in a full-blown relationship yet. I'm telling you now, you got to get in there. You got to get in that hair. And so vice versa, unless you're a man that wears long hair, this is an opportunity for the fellas to let the ladies play in our beard to help us, you know, look grown and sexy.
And let's just add, it's very therapeutic, it's also a very intimate way to spend time with your mate. That is both ways that B just described. That's that man playing in his woman's hair, whether it's braiding it, whether it's just laying in the bed, rubbing her scalp, and or the woman rubbing on his beard, playing with his beard. That's very therapeutic, and it's a beautiful way to spend intimate time with one another. You can upload pictures. They should be able to just upload through the normal share option comment, right, B?
Yeah, okay, they have to probably load them up to the page, and when you post them on the page, we'll let people go there and see, even though you can't necessarily see it at the live. I know there's probably some way you can post pictures if you have them. Maybe I could post them like through another device, but all I know is that I don't think you can necessarily add pics directly.
Okay, while
to
we're on
the live
feed, yeah. You won't let us do it. I'm up here trying right now. But what we can do is any pictures that's loaded to the page, I'll upload them to the live feed after the page, because that's normally what I do with my own, because I add a lot of photos to our live feeds after the show.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure to get them loaded up to the live feed once they're added to the page. Please post the pictures. That's what's most important.
Very well. Let's talk a little bit about beards. Traditionally, beards have been a sign of manhood. if you go back into the days when there was the Roman Empire in leadership, let's just go back that far. Most men wore short hairstyles in that era. And so since they wore short hairstyles for battle, it kept them from getting their hair pulled when they would go into the Colosseum and have to battle out to the death, of the hair being a, I guess, a liability and harming you. So a lot of the gladiators had full-grown beards as a way to show the masculinity of a man. I'm not going to get into much more of about the Romans, but even in ancient Africa, if you go back even further than that, you'll find that in images in the pyramids all over Africa, not just in Egypt, there were images of the pharaohs with these long braided chins. You guys have seen it on a lot of the sarcophaguses of the pharaohs, where from the chin there's this long, almost like a staff, but that was a braided beard. And when you had your beard so well manicured and braided, that showed the wealthiness, the hierarchy of a leader. And that was definitely something that the pharaohs of ancient Egypt did. And when you come to modern history, beards aren't so big, or weren't so big in the industrial areas, because beards could get caught up in a manufacturing plant's machinery. Or if a person was working in an area where hair could contaminate, they kept a smooth-shaved face. Or in sales and business, a smooth face, no hair at all, was highly sought after, and you would only find beards on the men who either worked on vehicles or worked out in fields, or men who were country or mountaineers. I remember Grizzly Adams. I've always wanted, that's why I wear mine in a natural form as far as a beard, and I wear no mustache. I'm going to get into that too, about why I do that, but and why other men do that. But you find that Grizzly Adams and those types of people had full-grown beards. One, it kept your face warm in the elements when the wind was blowing and you're out in the elements. But also, if shaving is a daunting task, and when you start shaving, you got to keep shaving. Otherwise, you'll bump up and have all kinds of issues, and you don't necessarily have time to shave when you're out in the woods. So that was just something for the modern history, last few hundred years, of why you see a lot of beards. And then now it's a fashion statement. So a lot of people wear a beard as a fashion statement. So that's just a little brief, very skimming the surface history on beards that you probably already knew, but maybe someone didn't know, but all the way back to the pharaohs and up to now, it's been a fashion statement, but it's also been a thing of a rite of passage as well as convenience. And I like not shaving, even though you have to still work it. Not having to shave is a wonderful thing, because you still got to clean all the way up in there, and we're going to talk about that too. Sunshine, what are your thoughts? Since we don't have many folks on the live feed yet, and we only have a couple people on the phone. I have no idea how many of y'all are listening through the video audio equipment through the media player. But since you're on, you and I, what are your thoughts about beards versus a clean-shaven face?
Ironically, I personally like beards. But None of the guys that I've ever been in a relationship with, especially serious relationship, has ever, they've never actually had a beer before that I've been in a long-term this relationship. I mean, I've dated guys that have beers or whatever, but not any that I've been in a long-term relationship with, and mostly because their job would not allow them to have that much facial hair, so they had to be very clean cut shaved on their face. So during the months that they could, which would normally be like winter time, their bosses would kind of be a little bit more lenient. Then I would get the enjoyment of, oh my God, you look so handsome with your hair. But yeah. So now, you know, single and all, it's not quote unquote a high preference or whatever, but I do kind of pay more attention to the men with facial hair than the ones without, just because I just think it's attractive. But I did kind of research it because, you know, I just like to research stuff, and, I did find this nice little article from the Beard Style USA website, and the actual article was titled 10 Reasons Why Women Like Bearded Men. So I actually found this article to be very interesting, and I actually agreed with the top 10 that is stated. So I am going to take the time to share this with everybody, and of course I'm going to put it in the news feed, so if that's okay with you, B, I'm going to take the time to go over this, if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So number one, as y'all know, as we always say, B and I don't always discuss each of the topics that we have on Thursdays, but it's so amazing how the little research that I do, it always aligns with B's brain, because a lot of the things he teaches us is from his personal experiences, his jobs, his careers, his CEO base, all of these things. So the number one reason that women like bearded guys is historic reason. And the historic reason that was provided by Beard Style USA was, throughout history, men with beards were considered potent, powerful, and steadfast. Beards were associated with the wisdom that comes with age. This is why the pharaohs had prominent fake beards, and the most powerful deities in the Greek pantheon were represented with a healthy amount of facial hair. So I thought that was pretty awesome, considering B just gave us the history of beards. And, okay, I'm so going to go pull those pictures. Thank you so much. So number two, the reason why women like men with beards, again, going back to what B said, and he had no idea I was going to discuss these. Number two is having a clean face. Number three, a beard serves and protects, understanding this is from a woman's point of view. We look at men with the beards and we're like, oh, he's so dreamy. Oh, he's my hero. Oh, he's the knight in shining armor. He's just amazing. He protects and serves. Number four, bearded men look older in a good way. They look very mature. They look very, like I said earlier, very powerful, very potent. It's like, oh, wow, here comes a man that means something. Here comes a man that he looks like he's about something, especially when his beard is nicely shaved and nicely put. Okay, sorry. Okay, number five. Number five, I'm flushing. Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. I need a second. Okay, I'm so sorry. That was so unprofessional. Okay, number five, Pete. And, again, that's going back to everything I just said. It's just everything about a bearded man is like, man. It's like he's a man. That's the new thing everybody's saying, is you say it double time. So a bearded man is a man. So number five is the added touch of masculinity. Number six, a beard scares away the competition. And you got to understand, a man with a beard, he just has this humbleness about him, this nobleness about him, and it's kind of like, yeah, I'm gonna leave him alone. He looks like he's about his business, so we're gonna stay away from him. Number seven, bearded men are more independent. I have to kind of agree with that. I mean, a lot of bearded men are leaders. They are CEOs. They have this drive about them that's just it's just five steps more than a man that's not a bearded man. Not putting the men that are not bearded men down. We're just saying it's something about a bearded man that just puts him a little bit above those that are not bearded. We love you too, you non-bearded men, but today's show is all about our bearded men, okay? So we'll talk about y'all another time. Number eight, B already talked about this earlier, and of course we're going to talk about it a little bit more, but beards require commitment. I 100% have to support that. Like we stated earlier, beards, they have to be nourished. They have to be washed. They have to be combed through or fingered through. You don't comb them, well, unless you use one of the beard combs, but and we're going to talk about later how to take care of them. But beards require commitment. It's just like a woman who wears her natural hair. People be like, oh, natural hair, you don't have to do nothing. No, it takes sunshine 30 minutes just to do a ponytail because I'm natural. And so it takes a lot of commitment when you have a beard. So we want to give our bearded men their props. Number nine, it's just what it feels like. A beard on a man's face when you rub it. When you just rub down from his sideburns and you okay. Anyways, number 10, the first impressions matter. Oh my goodness, B, move on. First impressions matter. Number 10, you just get this. You just look at him and you just get googly on the inside because he's just an amazing look. He's easy on the eyes. He's just amazing. So that's number 10. Okay, I'm done.
You tickling yourself, ain't you? I don't know what's in your mind, but you are definitely tickling yourself. Yeah. She tickling herself.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think that's a really good list. I'm not a woman, but I feel like every one of those things is true. I'm glad you brought up number six because I was going to speak to that. I worked in the corporate, or I guess it's just the health professional world, and I had a very important job that required me to go to all of the ERs and jails and everywhere in the community, all over nine counties in East Texas. And I remember when I came back to a position that I had been out of for 3 years and went to another company and worked for them, managed programs there, I went right back into what I had been doing 3 years prior, but some of the people at the facilities had changed. It was a younger group. At the time, I came back into that position, traveling all over these facilities, trying to assess people, to determine if they needed placements or not. I must have been written up at my job once a week for maybe Sunshine and everybody 8-9 weeks in a row. And the resounding write-up, which I never signed one of them, because I said to myself, all of these are false, and no one, because the supervisors at the time I didn't know were prejudiced for real, and I have proof of that, racist for real, and I have proof of that, but they didn't care about my side of the story. They just listened to these people call them and say, hey, look, this guy is mean and surly, and he's just not friendly. Well, one, I'm not mean. I may be intimidating, but I'm not mean. Number two, I'm there to do a job, and business comes first. That being said, I had a full beard. What I decided to do as an experiment was not change my personality, but week 11, I shaved all of my beard off. I went booty face. Some people call it TDC. I shaved mustache. I shaved full beard. I was just bald-headed and baby-faced. The complaint stopped. They asked me, well, you changed. I'm like, I haven't changed one bit. I'm still the same person. What you were intimidated by, what threw you off was the fact that a beard scares away certain people. It enhances the masculinity of a person. And all I did was simply shave and change the dynamic of how people perceive me. I thought it to be very rudimentary, because after several weeks I came back to him and I said, you know, the only thing I ever did was shave. I told you guys that these folks were just intimidated by me. I've been doing this job, remember, before many of the people, before the guy that was supervisor, I was in that role before he was, or they were. It was multiple supervisors at the time, three of them. It's horrible having three bosses. But I'm going to tell you this, fellas. If you wear a beard, you need to be conscious of having a beard. If you are in a position and you want to keep it, you have to be cognizant of the good, bad, and ugly that can come with a man wearing a beard. Times two, a black man wearing facial hair at the foundation of this country was unheard of. You rarely, if ever, see a slave or a slave descendant or any of the indentured servants or sharecroppers. And even after slavery, black men in the South wear beards because beards intimidate. They show that masculinity. So they were made to shave and keep a clean face so as to not be seen as a hierarchy that both Sunshine and I talked about, and the Greeks and the Romans and the ancient Egypt and what happened in the early parts of this country's formation. It's a wonderful thing, the history. What's going on, Big Rob? It's a wonderful thing when you start to unravel people's interior psyche when it surrounds beards, of how women embrace it, but also are fearful of it if you're not close to them enough where they know you, the beard could intimidate. So keep that in mind, fellas, that wearing a beard is not easy by any means. So, and especially my brothers, be cognizant of it. People will see that beard and think, oh, man, he's trouble, all because of the history of beards and what Sunshine mentioned about how it gave you more of a substantiated role in the community. What else you got, Sunshine?
All right. So I'm back and I'm composed. I have to apologize for my unprofessional there. So moving right along, it is now 8:29, so we do want to take the opportunity to say thank you for those additional who have now joined tonight's show is for us ladies, as we talk about the beer game for our fellas and how totally awesome, handsome that they look when they keep themselves groomed with their facial hair for their beards and their goatees and all these good things. So we want to take the opportunity to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you. So moving right along with the show, of course, I'm not a man, but, you know, I do like to do my little research or whatever. So Brandon is going to get more deep down and dirty on how to actually take care of your beard. But we did want to go over some high points on some grooming of your beards. And we have kind of been saying some of these things throughout the first half of the show. But just like your hair, you have to wash and shampoo your beard regularly, you know. Your beard, you eat, you know, you talk, you sleep. If you and your woman doing what you're supposed to be doing, your beard gonna get its nourishment that kind of way. So you want to make sure that you are washing your beard, shampooing it, and then also conditioning it. I was on social media, which I'm always on social media, but I had saw this picture of this man, this woman, and their three children, all natural, but they had like the little grocery bags on their hair, and then he had the grocery bag on his beard, showing that they was all natural hair conditioning their hair. And you know, it was a lot of people that, you know, of course they laughed at the bags and all that stuff, but if you look at it realistically, that's what we're supposed to be doing. You are supposed to take care of all parts of your hair, facial hair, body hair, you know, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. If you have hair on your toes, you need to make sure that you're keeping it all groomed. You also want to make sure that you pat your beard dry with a towel. Your beard can also, what we like to call, get that fly high hair, or everybody got a different name for it, but the wild hair. Your beard can get wild hair also if you don't keep it, you know, patted down, dried out. If you just let it kind of go haywire, then it's going to look just haywire. You know, keep it kind of groomed together, which again, B's going to talk more about it in a little bit more. But if you are one of those that like to comb your beards, they have what they call a beard comb. Invest in yourself, which is investing in your grooming. Get you a beard comb to comb your beard and your mustache, or use your fingers. A lot of people like, because they natural hair, they always say it's best to use your fingers, not a comb. But I agree that sometimes you just got to put a comb to your hair. But if you one of those that want to use your fingers, then so be it. Use your fingers. But keep it, you know, neatly together and trimmed on the, you know, like they say, you got to keep your edges, I mean, you got to keep your ends cut and your ends trimmed. Keep your beard trimmed and your ends clipped on your beard to make sure it stays healthy, so that it can continue to look lively and look clean and healthy. So just wanted to add those few little things there.
Yeah, I'm great transition, great time to talk about the healthiness of a beard. I very rarely shampoo because I use soaps on it, which is not the best. I do shampoo it from time to time, but what I do is condition it. I like to leave in conditioner while I'm showering, and then at the end of the shower, rinse out the conditioner. I do like the beard butters to put on directly after the shower. The best way, fellas, if you're going to wear a beard, to make sure you get a good combing through it, is do it when you take a shower, when it's most damp and manageable. And you can use any kind of comb. Yeah, beard comb is great, but any kind of comb, these types right here are good, especially if you want to really get down to the nitty-gritty, the fine teeth, and then a little bit wider. I use the rat tail. I like the pick. A friend of mine gave me the pick tail comb, and I use that today. I just think that however you want to wear it is your stilo. I must admit, I'm not a metrosexual type of dude, so I don't comb mine out every day. Today, it's probably in the best shape it's ever been.
He's prepared.
I got this one. Yeah, I was prepared. I'm still au naturel, but it's been, you know, you can tell that thing is bush. My joint is about 2.5 to 3 inches long. I know it's hard to tell, but I can run my fingers through mine relatively easy. I can almost comb it real easy without crying, you know. Just you know, I can run it through there. Ooh, I caught a BDB right there. Not bad. Pop right out. And, you know, you just work it. And so a brush is good for some brothers. I leave mine alone sometimes, you know. But the main thing is, remember that underneath your beard is skin. And so one of the things I do when I bathe, I get in there with the soap to make sure that I'm cleaning my skin beneath my beard so that I don't have bumps and junk in there. Sunshine mentioned about eating and, you know, keeping it clean. I don't have too much problems with food yet. As it gets longer, it will. But right now, I do have chicken grease that will run down my lip and it'll get caught there. Sometimes we eat ice cream, even though ice cream isn't the best, because we all know what ice cream does to black folks' guts. Ice cream and boo-boos. They ought to call it boo-boo cream, because that's what it is, boo-boo juice. But ice cream will drip in it, and it's a great place to, you know, reach down and pull it up, and I can get a snack, you know, after it's caught in my beard. But as it grows, in about 3 more months, if I keep it like it is now, when I eat, you have to pull that thing back. I love to see my brothers with the beards that are down here and lower eat, because every time I'm going to use this comb like it's a fork. Every time you pull up and it's something that could drip easy, like soup or whatever, you gotta pull that joint back and lean forward with it. It's a little more work to eat, and y'all can tell I love to eat. I don't really, or very rarely pass a meal. I'm gonna get you inbox me, Big Robert Daniels, because I'm gonna be in San Antonio soon. He's talking about to the show. Maybe he's talking about to the show. My bad. Thank you.
I didn't know which one, so I gave the show, So I didn't know which one.
Yeah, that's my teammate from Northwestern State Demons. That was a defensive end. I was a nose. Big Robert Daniel. Robert Daniel was on Food Network's what's that show with Robert Irvine where he comes in and is supposed to help you out your restaurant, but almost everybody that used him, Mission Impossible. They did his restaurant, him and his uncle's restaurant in San Antonio one time. Boy, y'all tell you, I have some stories. People don't believe me. But I have some stories. Well, I know some people, y'all, that have been around this world. But anyway, you've got to take care of your beard in more ways than just combing it, washing it, you know, keeping it moisturized. You got to figure out what's a good regimen for you and the type of hair you have, and just treat it like you care about it. It's one of those things that can get you, Restaurant Impossible, not Mission Impossible. Thank you, Rob. Robert Irvine was the guy. But, you know, it's not easy, but it's also, I think, easier than shaving every day, because you have to keep your hands off your face and you got to use this to soften your skin. And, I mean, shaving is just daunting. You got to trim this thing up around the edges, don't get me wrong, but shaving is daunting. Now, quickly, why I don't wear a mustache It's not because I'm now on the right path, which I think that I am, but a lot of brothers, when I was growing up, 5 percenter, Vice Lord, we were under the crescent moon and the 5-point star. So we followed all the tenets of not eating pork and that which is of the Muslim faith of Islam. That isn't the reason behind it, that religious reason. I simply don't like a mustache because the hair on my mustache is so straight, it likes to straight and then it curls up. It grows up and it tickles my nose, and I don't like stuff tickling my nose. I don't like to be tickled. So I'm sure not going to have my own hair tickle me. And when it grows down the side here, it grows straight, and it's straight out, and it gets in the corner of my mouth. I find myself trying to chew on it. It irritates me. So I choose since, heck, whenever I had a beard, probably since 98, when I wore a beard on and off, you know, I never really keep a mustache. Only very rarely do I keep a mustache. So that's the reason why I choose the full beard, no mustache. And I have worn just the goatee. I think that's thrown in the game. I love it. Just the goatee around here because it makes your face look thinner. Because this is gone, even though I've got big cheeks, you know, high cheekbones, but big cheeks. This hair right here, the goatee here, I'm not going to tell y'all. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, my dad used to call it a womb broom. That's what he called it. But this part here, all the way up under here, it makes your chin look fuller, hides the double chin if you have it, or the fat turkey neck, and it makes your face look thinner because the sides are gone. And people will focus right here and your mouth and your nose as opposed to your whole face. And then the beard, of course, makes your face look bigger, but people know it's a beard, and they might think that, well, it's a beard. The beard is what's making his face look bigger, and so he might be thin underneath there. So, I'm not an aficionado of a beard. I have a beard specialist now that helps me take care of it and go into the barber from time to time to have a barber take care of it when you want some pampering. That's a great thing, but it's the way you want to wear it, and if it's not the way you want to wear it, it's the way the woman in your life wants you to wear it that's most important. And so when you have a beard, take care of it the best you can, and hopefully you get to the point where it becomes attractive to other people. We got a caller. I think that's a San Antonio number. What's going on, San Antonio?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, what's up, man?
Robert? Is that
you?
Yes, this is Robert. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, we can hear you guys.
All right. Hey, man, first of all, man, congratulations to you on your show, man. I'm glad to see that you're still pushing forward with it. I've been meaning to call you a lot here, since you've been doing it. This is one of my free opportunities. I'm just actually not at work, so I thought I'd give you a call. I noticed I was talking about the beard, and my question was to you, man, when or who or did you already say may have influenced us, mainly us black males, to start back growing the beard? Was it James Harden or was it someone else before Harden? Because, you know, I look back, you know, when I think back in history, the first person that pops in my mind that had that beard back during the slavery time that was still a big part of our history, correct me if I was wrong, it was Thomas Jefferson. And I wonder, like you said, during that time, slavery was, I never looked at it like that. You know, most of the pictures that you see from the slave days, they did not have beards except for a few people. And the first person that pops in my mind is Thomas Jefferson. And I'm wondering why now?
Yeah. I would imagine that you're spot on with James Harden for a lot of people. I'm not a big sports fan. What's going on, AJ? I'm not a big sports fan, but I know who he is and I know what his beard looks like. Rob, I remember the first time I started wearing a beard was Mario and I both. We did a competition to see who could grow it out the longest.
Right.
And that was when we started. It wasn't anything in particular. And for me, keeping it, on and off the last, 98 to now, that's 21 years. The last 21 years, I probably have worn a beard maybe half of that time, not half the time, half of those years. So 10 years on and off here and there I'd wear it. But the only reason why I cut it off was because I just got up one day and decided to cut it off. It wasn't anything that was particularly telling me to cut it off or keep it. And I'm trying to think, I want to say a couple of times that I brought it back was, remember that the artist from Philadelphia, Freeway, I love that brother.
Yeah, Freeway.
He was an influence. I mean, I imagine now, like you said, it's James Harden, but it's always somebody at different points in culture that influence us. And I remember an uncle, a couple of my uncles, when I was a kid, when I was a baby, like my boy that was just jumping in the picture, when I was his age and younger, my uncles would come in from Baton Rouge and from Milwaukee. They would take their beard, which is like mine, and just rub it against my face and my arms and my chest, and they just scraped me up. And I said to myself, when I get to be a man, I'm going to do that to somebody, my nephews and my son, I'm going to do that to them. So they were a big influence because my uncles always wore a beard as a truck driver, and the other one ran group home. They had beards. So I've been influenced by different people at different stages. But I would imagine if brothers was honest that are just starting to grow one in the last 3 or 4 years or however long James Harden's been in the league that he got his beard, that would probably be the most the most popular,
most
or
recent,
the most recent.
Because it was another, I can't think of his name right now. It was a rapper, and he started out with that gold tee. If you could remember, you probably could help me remember West Side rapper, and he had a long gold tee. If you could remember, and it was like real
WC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't. You see what I'm getting at? Like, it was people that came before Harden. So, I really want to say that sports was mainly the biggest influence on us to give us the okay, it seems like, to start wearing the beard. Because the white man or white or whoever, they normally naturally grew long beards naturally. They could grow out their beards faster than a normal black man can without putting some type of extra product in their hair to make it grow more or condition it more.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, it just points out how big influence sports could have on us black men compared to politics and compared to the hip hop era, and I think us, people that's still involved in sports should really take that into consideration when we, when we step off that bus, when we step off that plane, when they say, "Oh, I'm gonna wear this, I'm gonna wear that," I know we all have our own prerogative, but at the same time, we have to, take that into consideration that someone is always looking up to you or someone is always watching you. And, what trend you may set, it might not always be the proper trend to set.
Yeah.
And right now, the beard, I never looked into it that way, that it could be as an intimidating factor to some. But, after you break it down, when you first look at someone, bigger beard or a beard that's thicker or longer, they seem to have it seems to show. It's almost like having white hair. You know, it's almost, you know, like we used to the thing. You know, the more white hair you have, the more intelligent that person may be, or more wisdom that person may have. And now it just seems like the longer or the thicker or the bigger your beard is, you know, the more masculine you could be, or whatever. And with that, some of us are not actually upholding that. We're just growing the beard out without no real background to the reasons why we're growing that beard out. We're just growing the beard out more of a fashion or more of a trend than anything. And what do you think about that?
Well, I want to add to that before B answers that to say I don't follow sports either, so I had to look up to see who this James Harden person was. So I'm going to add to your train of thinking to say I believe what one of the factors that influenced the starting back of growing beards was a cultural decision, because if you also think about it, more women, more men are going natural now. You have more men that are doing dreads.
Right, right.
You have more men that are going to the beards. You also have
women,
as we stated at the beginning of the show, you have more women that's encouraging the men to do the facial hair and the beard, as well as you have more jobs that are accepting it, and then also still staying on the lines of culturally, you also have a whole month that's designated to No Shave November. So you have a lot of men that goes the whole month of November not shaving, and then they go ahead and just keep that beard, or, you know, they may shape it up.
Exactly.
So I feel like,
and that's exactly,
you know,
speaking on that, that's exactly when I started growing out my beard, and I apologize for cutting you off, but that's exactly when I start with, like you said, the month of November, and that's another good point. And you know, that we grow out that beard in November for, I think, the Lou Gehrig's disease. I might have said it wrong.
Exactly. No shape.
But that's more of a beard designated. I mean, that's more of a disease that's not really, you know, the black people's disease, you could say, in the terms that I know of. And it's, you know, in the future, what can you say, or what do you think that we could do in support for our own, you know, the disease that normally kills us black people, such as sickle cell, and that's not really growing as much attention as the Lou Gehrig's disease is, you know what I'm saying? So what can we do in the future toward that, you know, the you know, put some attention toward us, you know, because like right now, like you said, you hit it on the money. It's more, you know, girls like it, jobs accepted, and that's why we, okay, now it's okay to grow the beard out. But, like, in the future, like, what can we do for us?
I think you hit it right on for November, because it's October anyway, is Sickle Cell Awareness Month.
Exactly.
I believe.
I didn't even know
isn't
that.
Isn't it October? Yeah, isn't it October?
I didn't even know.
It's September. Breast cancer is October.
September.
Sickle cell,
I know,
September.
It's September.
Yeah,
you know, when we do the sickle cell stuff, and shout out to my cousin Corey Johnson. He lost his son, my cousin, over in Fort Worth Tuesday.
Mm.
You know, he died Monday due to complications of sickle cell. 20-something years old.
God bless.
Cortez Henderson.
Man.
I think that's it, Big Rob. I think that we just have to switch it. I always like to flip things. I do a thing here, Sunshine, and many of the people here who are listening know I took Black Friday to be ours. Rob, I said we're going to do Black Friday, but what this means is that on a Friday, a chosen Friday, we're going to cash mob a black business. So what we need to do is the same thing with the facial hair things. So many brothers are growing facial hair. What's wrong with in November we're saying No Shave November for sickle cell? You see, it doesn't have to be
over
the month. I mean, it could be No Shave September, you know, for sickle cell.
Right.
We can take it and and flip it and do our own thing. So it's just a matter of somebody standing up and saying, okay, this is what we're going to do, and then hoping that someone else who's a celebrity or more influential will gravitate toward it and do the same thing. And then we start a trend that becomes a culture, that becomes a way of life for us. And I think that the facial hair thing is a great way to do that. And even you ladies, you know y'all got beards and mustaches. Grow yours out. Put them tweezers away.
I brace my beard. I take pictures of my beard. I have a mustache too. Yeah, I love my beard. I only have three strings, but I love my beard. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, it's just a matter of us stepping up and taking things back. You know, you can take things back and switch it up. And guess what? Everything we do, someone is going to follow it, and they're going to follow it with passion. And we've started a whole new thing. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at, I used to do a lot more stuff with sickle cell, but now that Tez is gone, I think I need to do more in 2019. Mm-hmm. And you might hear that come down the pipe, Rob. No Shade September for Sickle Cell Awareness Month. And keep it on through November.
I just looked up the meaning of No Shave November, and I just posted it in the live feed. I'm going to read it for the listeners that's on the call. It's seriously going straight along the lines of what B just said. The goal of No Shave November is to grow awareness by embracing our hair, which many cancer patients lose, letting it grow wild and free. Donate the money you typically spend on shaving and grooming to educate about cancer prevention, save lives, and aid those in fighting the battle. So as Brandon stated, we have the opportunity as individuals, as leaders, as volunteers, as just individual, I want to make a voice to say for the month of November, I want to take a stand and all the money that I would normally spend on my hair, my grooming of my hair, I want to donate to Sickle Cell. We actually have a local Sickle Cell division here in Longview. I know we were starting it about 4 years ago, but we have a Sickle Cell division that's based in Texas that we have every 3 weeks to donate that money to. We can even work through local organizations such as Hope Foundation and donate the money to them and let it be an organization donating it to another organization. So we have every opportunity to do that exact suggestion now that it's on board for us to be able to do it. We now have, you know, an offer for it. So it's like, hey, let's work on it now.
That's true. I was actually going to ask you that, what foundation is out there? Because, you know, that's the thing. Like, it's not common. It's not, you know, a common thing like the a pink ribbon. You know, maybe we could come up with another color ribbon or something that is, you know, when you see that color, you know, instantly you know that this is for sickle cell. You know, I think pink is for the breast cancer, and I think yellow ribbon is for the military, I believe. The
wounded. Maroon is actually for sickle cell. Maroon is our sickle cell color.
The maroon. See, I didn't know. So, I guess, like you said, more education is definitely needed. And you know, I have a friend that I met here in San Antonio, and he's a young man, and I admire his strength, and I admire how he pushed forward in life, because he just turned 23, and of course, you know, the doctors didn't even get him to make it to the age of 23. And he's in and out the hospital. He keeps something attached to his chest that is instantly already easy for them to connect it to. I'm not sure what that is, but you know, and I've always been you know, that's when the awareness came to me on it, because before then, and when I say I met this man when I was in San Antonio, and I didn't come down here to San Antonio until I was done with the NFL, and I didn't move from Carolina. I think I was probably like a little bit over 30-something years old. You know, so look at all these years that I've went through life, and I had no idea about sickle cell. You know, the only thing you hear about mainly is, you know, breast cancer and cancer this and cancer that, you know. I would be interested in on how we could go, you know, down this year, using this year to make some more strides toward bringing that attention to someone in the future, so people don't wait till they don't have to wait till they're, you know, my age, 30, 40 something, to start knowing about something like this, or you kind of heard about it, but you never really knew how to go about it, support it, or how it affects us the black, mainly people here in America.
Right.
So yeah, that would be definitely something we could strive on.
Yeah, it's something that we're going to probably lean towards with the Hope Foundation of Texas. In all truth, this morning was horrible because I didn't even know about my little cousin passing away. It was on Facebook. It was all kinds of posts, mm-hmm. but I don't usually read Facebook for news. I usually post on Facebook. That's what I normally do. Mm-hmm. I post. I don't necessarily read through, you know, down the timeline. But I'm going to tell you, it hurt. Even though I knew it was coming, because it's something that will get you eventually,
mm-hmm.
it still hurt. And I think that we need to continue to grow. And just like we grow these beards, we have to grow intellectually and know what we can do to help a person that may not be the closest individual to us, but they might be someone that if we only knew better, we could do better. And maybe if we're sick, we wouldn't go into work sick, because we know that a coworker has a suppressed immune system. Simple things like that, of being cognizant, being courteous, being cordial to others, because we understand, hey, I could get this man deathly sick if I go to work. So I'm just going to call in. I don't want to use this sick time. But those things are simple lifestyle changes that we can make by being educated to the fact that something that we do or we have could affect or impact others. So that's a great, great topic to continue to talk about and educate people on. We got to get Sunshine. We got to get Daryl and the team on soon to talk about this sickle cell. And we need to get some people on to talk about these other autoimmune deficiency types of illnesses. It's not just AIDS. There's AIDS, but then there's so many other immunosystem suppressed diseases that can hurt you just as bad. Anemia and what's that other one? The lady does, Tamara Pipkin. What's that one, Sunshine? You remember?
Uh-uh, I don't.
Tamara Pipkin. He has one of those. I can't remember. I can't, for the sake of me, I've been trying to think of it the whole time we've been talking about this, and it's not coming to mind.
Right.
Something that puts them down for a long time, almost like fibromyalgia. But it's real. It flares up on you, and you got to go to the hospital. But nevertheless, y'all, we've got to take care of ourselves. You know, even if you got a beard or you don't, you need to be healthy underneath it. And so let's just take better care of ourselves and spend some time studying and researching. We got some great shows coming up the next few weeks on the Gumbo Talk Show. I know that y'all are here tonight, and it's what, the 17th? Yeah, the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about facial hair. But next week, we're going to be talking about family versus relatives. What's the difference between families and relatives? Y'all know the old adage, blood is thicker than mud, but I use the term the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of birth, because you got to have water for birth, but the blood of the covenant is much, much thicker. So we're going to talk about that on the 24th. Then on the 31st, Sunshine, this is another one that I cannot wait, Harley. I've been talking about this to people every day, just about how words have power. We have just pretty much pooped all over the words that we use, like friend, like facts, like love. We can go on and on. We got a whole laundry list of words that people use every single day. And they're faking and fronting and part-time stunting when they use them. So we're going to talk about how words still have power. And then on the 7th of February, to kick off Black History Month, which will be a theme, as if we don't talk about black people stuff every week, but we're going to go with the young, gifted, and black, and what it means to be young, gifted, and black in America, in the world, and how not only is it a burden in some instances, but a blessing in most instances if we learn to utilize our youthfulness, our gifts, and our blackness for what God intended us to use it for as we have it. So that's what you can expect from us for the next 3 weeks at the Gumbo Talk Show, and more throughout February, and some things in March where we bring back guests that we've had on that people really enjoyed, especially getting back into business, being business-minded in March, to help hopefully catapult some of y'all to market better your businesses. I was with a good friend today. We are going to take a marketing course that's being offered to me for free from a person that I'm building a business relationship with that is going to be a college course, but we're going to be able to take it for free to help us market our own businesses as entrepreneurs. So look forward to coming back to y'all with that information of how to market. Because every time I get something, I don't just make up this stuff. I'm regurgitating something that I was taught. So if I learn something, it doesn't help us at all if I can't learn it enough to teach somebody else how to do it, so that we can all rise together from whether we're in Longview, San Antonio, Houston, or Milwaukee, San Diego, or Atlanta. So it doesn't matter. Wherever my people are, wherever your people are, we can learn these techniques, these tips, and this information that's also hopefully entertaining sometimes, and build. And it's going to be a wonderful thing when we all do it together. Hey, Rob, man, it's good to hear your voice, Rob. Yeah, I'm going to get down there for one of those homecomings. I heard it was a doozy back in November. It was October. I heard it was a doozy this past one.
Yeah, the past one. Yeah, I didn't make it down to it, but I made it to the one before that, 97. And I think what the one when they had they recognized the championship team from 97.
Right.
I don't feel like the players. Some of the players felt like they was mistreated when they was on the field. And I think that kind of influenced or kind of affected the next year homecoming when they wanted to represent the 98 class that won the championship. And not to say that's not the reason I didn't go. I just didn't go because my work schedule didn't work out for me like I planned. But I heard through the grapevine that was kind of what was, you know, people that was there that previous year was saying, oh, this is why I don't come down here, or they still treating us like this or that. And I was like, wow, I didn't know all this was going on. I don't know if that was the cause of
it. You know, I figured that one out in 96. I should have been smarter and utilized that experience for what it was, but I was so into my own mind and like, you know what, I don't need to do this, you know, that I really think I look back, I said I should have sucked it up and you know, hey, took that because I experienced it to the fullest. And I should have took that. But that nepotism and how they put people, you know. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Man, I talk to Platt every now and again. I tell him, man, you're the greatest defensive lineman I've ever seen in my life. You just didn't have a size. I told him, I said, if I had your skill, and he told me that. He said, if you had my skill at my size when I played, he said, man, you would have been Warren Sapp. I was like, you ain't lying, because that joker there made Platt have feet on it.
Oh, yeah, that went hard, man. Making it to that little level I made it, man, making it, you know, where I made it, you know, I look back at some of my teammates and I question, like, man, I could call out a few names that I thought could have made it in the NFL, you know, because, you know, sometimes the guys wasn't as big as you would think they were, or they wasn't as athletic as you thought they were. It was just, you know, they probably just good at one or two things, you know. And once you make it to that level in the NFL, they'll utilize you for what you're good at. You know, if you're good at stopping the run, then guess what? You're going to be in there on run plays, on run downs and stuff like that. If you're good at pass rushing, then we'll utilize you for pass rushing. You got certain packages and stuff like that. So, Brian Jacquet, you know, a lot of linebackers, LaDain Thomas, Mike Green, a lot of these guys, you know, they could have had a chance. You know, if they were really, really, really hungry for it like that, you know. I tell people, man, I pretty much accidentally fell up in the NFL, man. I know people say, oh, no, it wasn't no accident, man. But I tell you, it was an accident. Because, dude, I was a basketball addict, you know what I'm saying, from the time I was 9 years old. You pretty much know. You know, and I only played that 1 year of high school football in high school, and you know, God bless me, I just made it to college through a football scholarship, and that's how I ended up playing football. But you know, my true love and desire was with basketball, and so when I always look back on, well, wasn't I as successful? Or why didn't I do as good? It wasn't mainly because of the injuries. It was probably mainly because I really didn't have the love for it like everyone perceived me to have. You know, I played extremely well for Northwestern State mainly because of you guys, mainly because of my teammates, mainly because of my teammates. And once I made it to the NFL, big dog, I didn't have that love no more. I was out there on my own. I didn't feel connected. And it showed, you know what I'm saying? I had some good days at camp and stuff like that, but, you know, the injury showed up and it kind of like, you know, short my career real fast. But, you know, if I was to tell anybody, you know, and I do speak to people, you know, that's trying to get there and that's trying to make it in sports or whatever, or in whatever they're trying to do in life, I tell them, make sure it's what you love to do. Make sure that is something that you love and that's what you really truly want to do. And you're not trying to meet up to everyone's expectations. Big dog, I was meeting up to everybody else's expectations, man. You know what I'm saying? Coach wanted me to get to the ball, run to the ball. I made it to the ball. You know what I'm saying? And I played football as well as, you know, my teammates and everybody. It was that camaraderie that we had, you know, and that pushed me through at that time. But once I made it to that next level, I didn't have enough love and passion for the game like that to do all that it needed to be done to be successful. And that's why my career was as short as it was. it wasn't mainly because of the injuries. It was mainly because I didn't have that passion for it like everyone really expected me to have. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I tell everybody, man, make sure it's what you want to do. Make sure you're doing it for the love of the game. You know what I'm saying? Because I initially went to college, and I said, hey, I'm going to use my football scholarship for education. I did not go to college thinking I was about to be making it to no NFL. That was the last thing on my mind. You know what I'm saying? You know when I found out I was going to the NFL, dog? I found out I was going to the NFL probably like maybe on the eighth game of the year of my last year. That's when I had everyone was talking, oh, you can make it, this and that. You know, I was like, nah, man, I was all focused on, you know, me. I was focused on the girls. I was focused on the books. You know, that was it. And showing up for game day, you know, but really, you know, going out there to try to make plays so a scout could see me or make sure I do this so a scout could like me, none of that was on my mind. I wasn't focused on none of that, you know. So, man, you know, that kind of boiled down, you know, to kind of what we're talking about, too, with the beard and everything. And even with what we're trying to draw attention to people to make sure that, you know, it's a reason behind it. It's, you know, it's a certain passion behind it, because if not, it will fail. It will fail somewhere down the line. And, you know, if like you say, hey, man, if you don't really have a real true heart and that real burning desire, that real passion to really get that word out to people about sickle cell or whatever word we're trying to get out, then it's only going to go as far as your passion has for it. You know what I mean? If you don't have that much passion for it, that's just about how much outcome you're going to get out of it. You know, then that's just bottom line. So, you know, that's just been a growing learning process for me. You know, it took me to go through it to learn it all. You know, we hear it, but sometimes we don't learn it until we go through it, you know.
Yeah, I think we have a topic coming up, and we're going to have to tap you and see when we can get you back on. But we need to talk about passion. I know mm-hmm. I can talk on that one, and I know a lot of people, mm-hmm. they think they have it, but really, mm-hmm. their heart is there, and it's a formula to passion. It's real simple,
mm-hmm.
and if you've got to be honest with yourself about what it is you're doing, and that's the problem. A lot of us, and I've been that way most of my life. We don't want to be honest with what we want and our desires, and that's what mm-hmm. gets in our way. And I think we're gonna do a show on passion. We'll try to get one lined up when your schedule allows, but it'll be a Thursday night, and I'll get
That'd
with
great.
You on it. But we just going to talk about passion, because you and I know that, just like you said, when you start to lose your passion, that's when mm-hmm. things start to go real left. And it's like, okay,
yes, sir.
This is the reason why I'm not able to do this anymore, because you're not in it
mm-hmm.
to win it. You're just there. Just as a filler. So, but we're gonna get on that. We're gonna come back to that and share your story and others to talk about passion. Y'all, we went beyond our 9 o'clock slot, which I extended the show, which is perfectly fine. I mean, we don't have to be married to it. Sunshine, are you still there? She's in the background. I hope you see that. Okay.
Yeah. Good to hear from you, Sunshine.
Always a pleasure.
Hey,
Rob,
we appreciate your attendance. We appreciate you for participating in the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine, we want your final let's give Rob. Rob, you have any other last couple words to say before we go?
Oh, man, not too much, man. I love y'all, man. It's always good to hear that y'all are doing good. And you know, mainly, man, just, you know, y'all just take care of yourself, man, and, you know, keep everybody in prayers, and that's pretty much it, man, and just that's pretty much it. You know, I could go talking on forever, you know me.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. Sunshine, your final words for tonight.
My final words would be to our men,
don't wait till November to grow your beard. Wait till tonight, and just don't shave in the morning. How about that? Beards are beautiful. We love them. Most women do. For the women that don't, they're just weirdos. They don't count. For the men who don't have the beard, oh, we love you too. It's just, you know, we settle for you because most of the beard men are taken. So let's just throw that out there. Yeah, I can say that because I'm single. I'm single. So for you married people who don't, husbands don't have beards, make sure you correct my statement and make sure you make a man feel great. But for real, seriously, you know, I got that joke all the time. For real, tonight's show was to our bearded men. And so, for real, from my heart to yours, take care of your beards, invest in your beards. Investing in your beards is, of course, investing in yourself. Do what you can to shape, learn what your shape is, learn what works for you, learn what doesn't work for you. If not having a mustache is better for you, don't have a mustache. If having a mustache is better, do what works for you. But understand that a beard, it works for you. Unless your job say it can't, then that's different. It's your job. But if your job don't discriminate against a beard, trust me, honey, it works for you. That's all I have. Peace out.
I don't know. You know, I love doing this show. I love where we start off in one place and we end in a happy place. I'm appreciative to my beard specialist for getting me blown out. I just, you know, I'm going to start doing better, you know, with my mane, you know, and try to feel better about life more so than I have ever before. I really appreciate every time we have a show that people come on and listen and watch and learn and enjoy themselves. I am so excited. I've known Big Rob. Well, he got there before I did, so he was one of the first people I met in 1995 when I caught that bus up to Northwestern State University because we were both on defense. Good to hear his voice. I haven't seen him, man, I mean, in person. I don't know how long it's been, maybe 20-plus years. I don't know how long it's been. But, you know, when you have a link, we all used to have these links on the football team, and we were everybody was a link, and you're only as strong as the weakest link. So you link up then, you know, with whatever or whoever, you stay linked up whether or not you talk to each other on a regular basis or not. I hope you fellas start to grow your beard. Listen to Sunshine. Start growing it out tomorrow. You know, like I said, if you can, if it's just going to affect your job or it's unhealthy or unsanitary or maybe it's a safety issue, don't. But I'm going to keep growing mine until I decide to cut it. I might decide to cut it on Saturday morning. I don't know. But I know that I'm going to grow it out right now and enjoy it. And I look forward to future shows. Don't forget about the slate of shows, Family Versus Relatives, Words Have Power, Young, Gifted, and Black, the next 3 weeks. Sunshine, I appreciate you every single week. I probably don't say it enough, but I hope you know that I appreciate you and what you bring to this podcast. And I hope that each one of y'all stick with us. Don't forget to share this with others. If you need T-shirts, FNL Designs can make your T-shirts, the Lobos, the whoever, get with them on Facebook, F, the letter N, the letter L, Designs with a Z. Hit them up. Don't forget that if you want decorations, get with Divine Design. Hit them up if you need decoration of a tablescape or whatever you need that way. Hit up mobile notary. If you need a notary anywhere in East Texas for your important documents or real estate matters. And don't forget the Hope Foundation. We're going to be doing some things this year that are going to impact lives, and that's all I ever wanted to do. I'd rather sit down until I can stand up than stand up only to sit back down again. And so when we do something, when we move with purpose. And I hope each one of you move with purpose as well. I am grateful for y'all. I'm going to sign out at this point on behalf of Sunshine and I for the Gumbo Talk Show. I'm going to eat this food that I got sitting right here that's cold and go to bed. It's 9:30, almost 9:30, 9:25, but I'm going to be asleep by 10. I already feel it. So I can get up in the morning and take care of these people's business matters all over East Texas. So, that's the show. I appreciate y'all. You ain't got to go home, but we got to get out of here. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to everybody.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.